JM and the AM, it's a Sunday, but it's a Monday. After all, this is Monday morning show being done from Camp Hask Experience Day. How on earth can we grab Rabbi Avi Pollack? He must be so busy, so intensely involved in everything going on here in Camp Hask. How he has a few minutes for us, I don't know, but good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. We thrive on days like this.
Oh, this is exactly what we're here for.
Is that what happens?
You bet.
The busier, the better, huh?
The busier, the better. We look forward to this all year long, and thank God. Having a wonderful summer, just seeing the two of you here just brings joy to the day, to our summer.
I think he meant me.
Yeah, no joke, he meant you. Most people don't look at me and say, Mary, it is so good to see you.
Listen to me.
No comment.
I don't exactly. Get it. I don't get it. It's a reflection of the summer. This incredible day with the beautiful weather and the wild setup and all the guests. It's a reflection of all the energy that happens all summer long here at Camp Hask.
The energy of the summer is just, it's hyped, it's exciting. We have new campers, we have new staff members, the stuff going on campus. There's so much energy, so much good energy, positive energy, a real ruach, ruach hadasha, I would call it. A great spirit, an infusion of spirit of Eretz Yisrael this summer in a way that we haven't had, just with the need to connect.
That
and
I would imagine.
And it's been a beautiful summer, Bli Ayin Hara.
When you say new campers, now that, you know, might raise some eyebrows because we've always gotten the feeling that this place is sold out and it's really, really hard for newcomers to, you know, become part of the camp experience. Have you been able to welcome a good number of new people?
We work really hard during the off season to open up whatever spots are possible. Year after year, we expand. There's a limit on how much,
so
you know, we can expand.
So the number of campers is bigger than last year.
The number of campers has grown since last year. We try to think out of the box creatively how to service more families, how to service families who need the support the Camp Hask can provide. Creative solutions. Some families have come for partial summers so we can try to open up and spread out. We do everything we can. We spend really many, many hours thinking creatively about how to service more families. And Baruch Hashem, this year we were able to service more families from not only the New York and the tri-state area, but from around the United States. And this year we made an extra effort for those families in Eretz Yisrael who have turned to us. It's complicated to come from Eretz Yisrael and to send a kid, a child, or a sibling to Camp Hask.
Well,
but
it's
we've
funny
tried to make it work this
as
year.
You know, every year when we start this show, it develops into a specific theme. And for some reason, in the last hour, we've spoken a lot about the international presence, and not just international support, but someone mentioned their campers here from Europe, Australia. Obviously, Israel, as you just said, is such an important piece, especially now, during this summer, to, you know, bring in as many campers as possible just to help the families who are there. So, again, the theme seems to be forming this year that people have to realize that you're serving a worldwide Jewish community.
We hear
pretty remarkable.
We're trying. I think we are. This year, the reach has gotten wider and broader. There's no doubt about it. And we hear it from family after family. There's many, many beautiful programs out there. We partner with some of the most beautiful programs.
Yeah, we should mention that.
But there aren't a lot of programs that provide a full summer for people, you know, who need this level of support. And we do what we can to touch as many families as possible.
It's America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com and the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course on the beloved NSN app, Rabbi Avi Pollack, Dr. Razel Yaish, head counselors, program directors. Dr. Yaish, welcome to JM in the AM.
Thank you, Nahum. It's great to be here.
My gosh, has it been a long time, hasn't it? You're at Camp Hask for decades, right? We don't count now years. We count, when it comes to two of you, we count decades now.
Yeah, that's what we're doing, huh, Nahum? That's what's happening.
I'm supposed to tell you.
It's true. It's true.
It's not my fault that you're one of the Camp Hask legends. What am I supposed to tell you?
That's it. Thank God. I'm really lucky.
Address this international point for me, because I, as I said to Avi, every time we do a show here, we end up somehow drifting into some type of theme. And for some reason, over the last hour, we've focused on this fact that you're now really serving the international Jewish community. Give me your thoughts on that.
I was going to actually think about it in a different direction, is that in addition to our campers, we actually have a larger number of Israeli staff members year as well.
Wow.
We brought in some very special nurses whose husbands are in active duty. We have young Israeli families here who have been seeing and hearing a lot of hard things, and they're here working their tails off, that's all, but they're loving every minute of it over here, and adding a great presence to our camp. So that's a little different also, something that we always have, you know, like Avi and other amazing staff members who live in Israel, but this year we have more support staff, and I think that they're
Avi did some good recruiting. Huh? He heard about situations where it would be a good idea for people to come to camp, and here they are.
But even in terms of what you mentioned, we just had a visitor to camp the other day, checking out the camp from Canada, from Montreal, also not having the services really that they need.
Right.
And we can offer them something that would really give them relief and give a great experience for their child.
Oh, I hear that. Dr. Reza Yaish with us. So the Camp Hask Experience Day, and I'd love for you to speak to this as a veteran, there used to be an attitude, no criticism, that Camp Hask was its own entity and we really weren't anxious in inviting people in from the outside. But now in this organized celebratory fashion, we figured out a way to really open up the camp for everybody to see what's going on here. And that's a different attitude, but certainly a great development, right?
Yeah, I mean, every year more and more we become like more of a community connected experience. We have alumni can come back also to visit almost any day. But today is a very special thing. I'm already protecting my voice and thinking how many things I can say in sign language, you know, because there's so many people to greet and meet from the community that I've never met before that wanted to just see Hask and see what we're all about. And today's a day where we can do that. We can welcome them.
It's pretty exciting and it's great to be here. And as both of you know, there's a major Jewish music component today. Even if it was during the 3 weeks, we would have a major Jewish music component. That we've spoken about a million times. And you can still confirm after all these years that when music is played at Camp Hask, it is to the absolute joy and happiness of the campers. Both of you could confirm that, correct?
It sure is. This is why it's so easy for us to set up concerts during the 3 weeks and 9 days, because they're not playing in too many other places, but in the therapeutic milieu of Camp Hask.
Sure.
Music and joy just lift our camper spirits, and it's just what needs to be, and it's what this environment's all about.
So it's not a setup, folks. When you see the videos, the kids are really that happy.
Oh, my goodness.
I show people our PR videos all the time when we're on a recruiting pitch or speaking to a parent or a staff member, and I said, yeah, it's a beautifully edited video by our team, but you can't fake this stuff. Our campers are not going to agree to put on a show. They are who they are at all times. That's their magic. That's their beauty.
That's why if I'm on stage, I sometimes look out just at the joy, and it puts such a smile on your face because you see what's happening.
That's
with
it. There's no making this stuff up.
Rabbi Avi Pollack, Dr. Reza Yaish, Todah Rabah. Great to see you, Ted.
Thank you.
Amazing to be here. There they are, the head counselors and program directors here at Camp Hask. And among our special guests here on Camp Hask Experience Day, which is a Sunday and or a Monday, if you will, here at JM in the AM.